afternoon, everyone. This is DJ Young Z, and you're listening to Penguin Radio. This show is called It's Gonna Get Weird, because we talk about conspiracy theories and just a bunch of fun topics that probably won't make sense to a lot of people. Now, a lot of these theories, these are not the only possible interpretation of these theories. You can believe whatever you want. I'm not saying that what I'm going to say is the only thing that is right. I'm just saying it's a fun idea overall. I encourage you to make a judgment on what you believe after you hear all the information I'm going to give you. Now, last week we talked about the Mandela effect, and we talked about the government and how they might have been in charge of 9/11. We also talked about Britney Spears and how she could be a clone, or she might have lost her ability to sing. And if you want to listen to my last show, you can go to penguinradio.radio.dominican.edu, and you can listen to my last show in podcast form. Now, I did say that if there is going to be any more Mandela effect examples that pop up, I will let you know. And there has been, very exciting. So what a Mandela effect is like it's an idea of what people are believing and what they're seeing. Someone might believe something is true, but they believe one thing, but then they find out it's completely wrong, or it has changed over time. Now, this new one that I recently heard of has to do with what people have heard. And in my last week's show, I talked about the idea that I talked about movies, and Star Wars was one of them. Everyone thinks that Darth Vader says, "Luke, I am your father." But that is wrong. He actually says, "No, I am your father." So this is a new one where I hope you know who Sally Fields is. Sally Fields, she won, and she's iconic for when she won Best Actress. Her iconic line, everyone believes, is, "You like me, you really like me," right? Well, that isn't what she said, apparently. It is a little bit different. And this is an example that I just found out of the Mandela effect. I will play it for you right now, what she really said.
And the fact that you like me right now. You like me.
Okay. Well, that wasn't what we thought it was. She says, "You like me right now, you really like me," which doesn't make sense, because a lot of people have made fun of this, and there's been movies where they play like a little spin-off of this. And I'm going to give you a few examples of movies where they have done this. One's from Looney Tunes, one is Bullwinkle, and another one is Robin Williams. I'll just play a few right now.
You really like me.
You like me. You really like me.
You like me. You really like me.
You like me. You really like me.
Okay, so there's that. How did so many people in so many movies, there's many, many, many more that could go on. I think there was a movie clip on YouTube that was about 2 minutes long of just straight up people saying, "You like me. You really like me." Just like what Sally Field said, or did say, in her acceptance speech. So that was our newest example of the Mandela effect. Hopefully there will be new ones. I hope so, because I love the Mandela effect. And we're gonna move on to our next little conspiracy theory we have. Now, this next one is one of the most popular conspiracy theories out there. I think there is almost, I can't give you a number, but there is a lot of documentaries, and many, many people believe that this is not what we believe, and that is the moon landing, and that it was a government hoax. Now, some background on this was, it was July 16th in 1969, America watched the moon landing. Apollo 11 took off on the 16th and went to the moon, and for 8 days they were up in space, and then they came back, and everyone, it was a monumental time for American history. And supposedly, we went where no man has ever gone before. And the Soviet Union at the time and the USA were fighting in the Cold War. And for some reason, people kind of started thinking whoever won the space race would win the war. Now, I don't know if that was the case for that, but we did win the space race. Now, the Soviets, they were ahead for a while. They sent off Sputnik into space. It was the first satellite to go into orbit in 1957. And America was terrified that Russia was ahead, and they thought it was the end. So what conspiracy theorists are saying is that they might have just turned to, if you can't make it, fake it. And they faked the entire moon landing. And they shot it in some Hollywood studio somewhere, very secret. Now, there are some important people that have made claims from NASA and Rocketdyne, which is where they made all the Apollo spacecrafts, because there was a few. And the first one is Bill Kaysing. He was a rocket engineer at Rocketdyne, the company that made all the Apollo spacecrafts. And he believed it was a hoax because there was way too many inconsistencies in the live footage he was watching. He was watching along with all of America, and everything he saw did not add up. So he believed the actual moon landing wouldn't add up, and so did our second source, Brian O'Leary, who was an astronaut from NASA. And I found a couple videos with these two in it. The main one I saw was a documentary on Netflix that I remember watching. I've seen it twice because I like documentaries, especially conspiracy theory ones. And both these people were in a lot of information I found on the space race being a hoax. And they said a lot of this was not 100% believable. There were just some things that would not add up. However, 20% of Americans do believe that there was no moon landing at all. And theorists say that Apollo 11 did go out into space, but they did not land on the moon. It just orbited around the Earth for 8 days. They didn't land. So that part's great that they landed on the moon, but I mean, they didn't land on the moon. They just went out into space for 8 days. And many conspiracy theorists say, and well-known people in the space industry also say, that they examined the photos and the videos, and there was a lot of proof, give or take proof, that this was not true. The first sign of proof was the footprints in the moon, and the footprints in the surface of the moon. How were there footprints in the moon when there was no footprints under the lunar lander, the big spacecraft that probably weighed tons and tons of pounds? There was no crater from that, but there was footprints from space astronauts that didn't weigh anywhere near as much. And the lunar lander also, on the little feet or the foot pads of the actual spacecraft, there was no dust anywhere near it or on the spacecraft. Now, if when a asteroid hits like the moon or something hits the moon, there's dust that comes up, and there's also obviously a crater because we can see the craters even from here from Earth. So how come there wasn't even like anything from the spacecraft? You can see pictures and there's absolutely nothing underneath it. And when the lunar lander departed, they call it the LEM, the lunar lander. I think LEM stands for a special term. When it departed, there was no dust either when it came up, so that doesn't make sense. And also in all the videos and the pictures, they were all like, they were all black and white, and they were all very, very grainy. They had a very bad picture. And was this like, the question is, was this on purpose? Did they make sure that everything on that everyone around the world, mostly America, were looking at was a bad quality, because they didn't want anyone to find out that this was all staged and this was all doctored and stuff. And all the second big example for this possibly being a hoax was the flag. Now the flag was waving when they were putting it into the moon, and it doesn't make sense for a flag to be waving, because flags wave in the wind, and on the moon there's no atmosphere, so that means there's no air, which means there's no wind. So how was the flag waving is the big question that a lot of people were asking. And the third example was the spacesuits that the astronauts were wearing. The guy that made them was also in one of the many videos I watched. He said that the videos were supposed to be just taken just for knowing, but the astronauts would not have very much control over their suits and the camera. But when they all went up into space and came back, all the pictures they got were completely perfect. They were pointed perfectly. Everything was in frame at everything they were getting a picture of, which would not make sense for an astronaut who's in space to be paying attention to this kind of thing. So how did they get everything in frame? How did the flag wave? How was there no dust or anything from the LEM, which also stands for the Lunar Excursion Module, which is exciting. And was that everything? How come all these people are speaking out about this now and in the past, about all these inconsistencies they saw? Now the last thing, no, the third thing, fourth thing, was the lighting in all the pictures that they did get was very, very good. And there was pictures of astronauts, for example, standing in the shadow of the LEM. Yeah, there was one where the astronaut was standing in the LEM, in the shadow of it, but he was still very well lit. And the only source of light they had on the moon was the sun. So how come even when he was in a shadow, he was still well lit from the front? Because they didn't have any other lighting on the actual equipment they had. All they had was the sun. And another thing, including the lighting, was a lot of the shadows in the pictures weren't pointing all the same direction. Now, many shadows were, one was pointing completely to the opposite of its parallel. They should all be going parallel, but they're all going different directions, which means that there was multiple light sources going, which wouldn't add up, because all they had is the sun. Now, a lot of the photos, if something was backlit, like an astronaut, there was one and he was walking towards the picture with the sun behind him, but we could still see the astronaut. It should have just been a silhouette in any picture that you would recreate with that. It would have been a silhouette, but you didn't see the silhouette. It was also front lit too. Now there's no flash on these cameras. These were all basic cameras, as we know, because they were so grainy and black and white. But this does suggest that there were multiple light sources in these photos. The crosshairs as well. Now the crosshairs are on the camera in each photo, so you can line up and measure everything. But some of the crosshairs in the photos went behind objects. They weren't on top of the objects like they should be, because the crosshairs are on top of everything. But some of these photos, if you were to look very closely, you could see the crosshairs going behind an object. Now, I don't understand how the government or NASA or whoever was in charge of all this could mess all this up, but they did. And there's crosshairs going behind objects, but because these crosshairs aren't on the moon, they're in the photo. So that would also suggest doctoring of the photos. Now, so there's like kind of a scary part to this theory, which can be kind of a dark subject, but that is also that some astronauts were mysteriously dying at this time. Now, the astronauts clearly did know probably a lot of the secret information on the Apollo projects, and they probably, whoever was in charge, the government or NASA, probably didn't want them to speak out, and there was probably a lot of astronauts saying, hey, I might speak out about this, so they might have decided to kill them off. Now, the fact is, between 1964 and 1967, 10 astronauts died in freak accidents. It wasn't like normal accidents. Like, of course, like, it sounds bad, but of course, like, an astronaut is putting himself or herself in danger. So they could die in a freak accident. But one specific one was that there was a astronaut, I can't remember his name, but he had a lot of information on this project. And I believe he told someone that he was gonna speak out and tell some of the information regarding the Apollo program, but he did never get the time to, because he was mysteriously killed in his car by a train with his wife and his stepdaughter inside. Now that, I don't know if that freaks you out, but that really scares me. That, why would the government go this far just to pull off such an elaborate hoax? The main reasoning behind the government probably pulling off this hoax could be because they wanted to be ahead in the space race, and the Cold War was happening at the time, so they wanted there's the idea that whoever wins the space race would win the Cold War. And I know that's kind of a crazy idea, but a lot of people seem to believe it at the time. And another example that it doesn't make sense is the radiation on the moon and the radiation in space. Now the only space voyages that did pass the radiation belt was the Apollo voyages, which doesn't really give it very good credibility, because they were the only ones that did it, and no one believes that the Apollo voyages were real. Now, in order for someone to be protected by this much radiation, they would need about 6 feet of solid lead to be shielding them from this amount of radiation. Now, the shielding they had on the spacecraft was a paper-thin shell of aluminum on the outside, which was the main protectant from space. So how come they only had one shell of aluminum when you go to the dentist and they put a huge layer of lead on you just to get an x-ray on your teeth? The spacesuits as well, they didn't have like almost any protection towards radiation. It was mostly silicone and aluminum was mostly made out of the spacesuits just for protection, but that also doesn't make sense because radiation is so much stronger on the moon than anywhere else. And you go to the dentist, they put a big old lead vest on you. Now, when someone is introduced to radiation, usually it will cause big burns or even hair loss, and it could even cause cancer and death. Now, none of the Apollo astronauts suffered from any of that. When every single Apollo astronaut that came back from the voyage, they were all completely fine. How does that add up to all the radiation they were introduced to? As to add to what they were thinking when they were building these suits and stuff for space was the moon temperatures. Now, the moon, I looked this up, it can be 250 degrees below zero, which is cold. So how no one can withstand that kind of temperature anywhere, like, and all they had were these silicone and aluminum suits on. Sure, like, you can bundle up, but I don't think you can bundle up that much to be safe from 250 degrees below zero. And also at the time, the sun was having some of the biggest solar flares ever recorded in history. Now, a solar flare is basically like a huge explosion from the sun, and they can go on for about, I believe, like 8 to 10 days, these solar flares take place. And if the biggest one to ever happen in history was happening while they were in space, how come their rocket didn't get any effect, wasn't affected at all towards it? How come they weren't affected towards it? And how come nothing was affected towards the biggest solar flare in history ever recorded? Now, the sun can also be about over 250 degrees, which is also very, very hot. So the temperature in space is not hospitable to anything except space things. And after the moon landing, everyone was very, very excited. But in another example of people's questioning of this was a movie that came out in 1978 called Capricorn One. And this movie was basically about the government faking a Mars landing. So astronauts went to Mars. Now, I didn't see the movie, but I don't know why the government wanted to fake this landing towards Mars. But the only thing people were noticing was that all the footage from the movie looked exactly like the footage from the moon landing. Now, if they looked exactly the same, how come this space voyage cost so much money, and where did all this money go? It is believed that they just filmed this moon landing in Area 51 in Nevada. Now, that could be the case, but maybe not. Maybe they just filmed it in some other radio, some sound stage. Universal Studios, maybe, is in charge of the moon landing. More on the movie aspect of this theory is there was one picture with a rock in it. Now, all the pictures have rocks in it, but this specific rock had a perfectly carved out letter C in it. Now, you could Google it, the C rock on the moon. It was a perfect C. Now, I know C is a letter that looks kind of normal to many shapes, but it was a perfect C. Now, was this just a prop on a soundstage? That's what a lot of people are thinking, because a lot of movie directors and everyone, they letter their props so they can know which prop goes where. So the C rock goes on the C, and there's a B rock somewhere, but someone just might have forgot to turn this rock around and put it right up, and there was the letter C on it, which gave it away that they are using props on the moon. There was also another picture of an astronaut. It was a straight face-on picture of this astronaut. And there was a reflection in his space helmet. And in the top right corner, there was what looked to be like a stage light. Now, if you look really close into it, it does look like a stage light to me and to everyone else, and there is no other explanation of what it could be, because most of their equipment was behind the astronaut at the time. And if there was a stage light, that could back up the claim of the shadows on the moon. How come the shadows are all pointing different directions? Because they're using stage lights, okay? There's not just the sun. Now, could this have been the most expensive movie of all time? Maybe. But we will never know until they build a telescope to look straight onto the moon's surface and see if anything is there. Now, people are working towards building a telescope that strong. a telescope doesn't exist that is that strong to look at the surface of the moon to see if the remnants of the LEM is still there or the American flag is still there. But they, I believe China is planning on using, is planning on building it. And they are planning on using it in about 2 years from now. So maybe in 2 years, the remnants of the Apollo mission will still be there. And if they are, this whole theory could be wrong. Back to when I said the when I gave my example on the movie, Capricorn 1, that was just a movie that was made for a lot of fun. And, but what the only thing people were seeing from this movie was the fact that it looked a lot like the moon landing photos and pictures that they saw in the videos they saw from the moon landing. And this shows that people can build sets like this, and people do have the ability to make it look like someone is on the moon. And a lot of the stuff they were seeing was very, very similar to what they believed was the moon landing. Now, I know you can believe whatever you want. The moon landing may have happened, but there's a lot of people saying it didn't. And maybe we'll find out in 2 years when China builds the strongest telescope, and maybe we won't. But at this point, I'm going to take a break. When I come back, I'm going to be talking about a political theory. And you're listening to It's Gonna Get Weird with DJ Young Z on Penguin Radio. Welcome back, everybody. We have, this is It's Gonna Get Weird with DJ Young Z. I am talking about conspiracy theories with you all, and if you would like to check back in podcast form to what we just spoke about, we spoke about the biggest conspiracy theory, arguably, of all time, and that is the moon landing. And now we are going to talk about politics. And I think this is a great time because of the recent debates to talk about this certain theory that I just recently heard of. And the theory is that Donald Trump actually supports Hillary Clinton, and he is involved in her candidacy from the secret. It's all a secret, and he actually supports Hillary, and he is just doing this to become more famous, and he just wants Hillary to win. Now, Trump, he clearly is making it very difficult for the new president to be a Republican. Like, is he doing this on purpose? We don't know. It wouldn't make sense for someone to do this on purpose for the normal person thinking about it, but this is actually something that has happened in the past. Now, Trump, he has been friends with the Clinton family for years, and way before the election has even started, he has knowingly been very close with the Clintons. There's photos of them golfing and going out to events and having a good time. Almost right before the elections happened, the Clintons were mysteriously not talking to Trump. Now, that was probably covering up the fact that they were talking and they were planning this entire thing. Now, the Clintons, they were even at Donald Trump's last wedding. And however, all of New York's elite were at this wedding, and the Clintons are part of New York's elite. But this just shows that they have a close bond because they are at his wedding. Now, he has also been known to be contribute money into the Clinton campaign. He contributed money to the Clinton foundations. He contributed to Hillary Clinton's Senate campaigns. So he has given a lot of money to these people to the Clinton campaigns. Not just that, but he also contributes to Democratic campaigns as well, a lot in the past. Now, there are some where he has given money to Republicans, but he has stated that he bought a lot of the politicians all their stripes, which I believe he just thinks he bought everyone's candidacy and their title of what they are today. Now, Trump, he was on the Democratic side in the past, and now he is running as a Republican, which is very, very confusing. He has a very spotty political history in the past, which is very interesting that it's always changing because he's Donald Trump and it seems like he knows what he's talking about, but it also doesn't a lot of the time, might I add. So why would he have such a different spotty political past? Now, supposedly what happened was the Clintons and him got together and made this whole elaborate plan where he would run against Hillary and say a bunch of crazy things and be super racist so people would not want to vote for him and they'd want to go for Hillary. And they saw that they thought that if this plan would work out, Hillary would win and Trump would just get more famous, which Trump clearly wanted. And this was all just like a little theory for a while, and it wasn't that big of a thing. But then a member of Trump's presidential campaign came out recently and said some pretty interesting things. Her name is Stephanie Kuklinski, and she was recruited to work for the Trump campaign and work for Donald Trump. And her job was to make, she came out and said that her job was to make sure he got second place. Now, we won't know if she did that well until November, but she said it was a protest candidacy, which is when someone is running But they're running for an ulterior motive, which means they don't want to win, but they are running to make sure something else happens or they get something else out of the presidential elections. Now, he wanted to get to do all these things to get Hillary to win. But what Stephanie Kuklinski is saying is that he recently noticed that people were actually listening to what he was saying, and it kind of went a little bit to his head. Now, like, I feel like if anyone were to do this and anyone were to do something along the lines of this and they saw that people were actually listening to what they were saying, it would go to their head and they would realize that people are actually liking what he is saying. They like him. I don't understand why. That's just me personally. But once he started realizing that he was actually doing well in the polls, he decided to ditch the whole plan, which is now what everybody is thinking now, which explains why he's always changing his mind now. And like in the debates on Monday, he's saying, I never said that. Like he said a lot of crazy things, but now he's changing his mind. I don't know, it might be because it used to be a plan to say all those crazy things, but now he's realizing he can actually win this and he wants to make sure he can get everyone to do it. And he might have turned on Hillary, and it explains a lot, but not enough. And that's just a small little theory for the debates that I found out. I thought it was a great time to bring this little one up. I think it was kind of cute, to be honest. Now, moving on from politics and the government and all that kind of stuff, I wanted to kind of bring in kind of another, it's not kind of, it definitely, it's a celebrity conspiracy theory. Again, I love all the celebrity conspiracy theories because I love the celebrities. And this one is kind of a dark one, so bear with me. It's about Lindsay Lohan. And the theory goes that Lindsay Lohan actually had a twin back when she filmed The Parent Trap with her twin. It is a dark theory, so just bear with me. And it's kind of a scary theory too. So as the theory goes, she had a twin named Kelsey Lohan. And in The Parent Trap, they filmed the whole movie with her twin. They did everything. Disney got very, very excited. Disney was pumped to get this theory, to get this movie going. But then Kelsey died in a car accident. And Disney freaked out because they can't release a movie where one of the stars is dead. No one would want to watch that. And they thought that they couldn't release this amazing movie they just made because of this death. So Disney influenced a plan on the parents that Lindsay played both the parts herself. Now, this is kind of a crazy idea for someone to come up with, but Disney, they knew this movie was going to be a hit, and they were right. The movie was great. It's about two twins who were separated, but then they find each other later on in their lives. And they wanted all this. They knew that this was going to bring in money. So they told the parents, and Lindsay Lohan's parents being so, they love fame, they love attention, so they were okay with doing this. They were okay with this plan. And it sounds awful, but some people will do a lot just for fame. Now, since the whole plan took place, apparently, that's where all the resentment came from Lindsay Lohan. That's why she's always acting crazy, because she has to hide this secret that her twin sister, who she loved, didn't exist. Now, she was probably mad, and she had to pretend like she never existed, and she went on talk shows, and she became very, very famous after this movie. And this explains the reasoning why she went down such a crazy spiral, and she got hooked on drugs, she got hooked on alcohol. Most people believe it's because she was dealing with this crazy secret. And she couldn't tell anybody about her dead twin sister from her childhood. Now, a lot of things would add to this theory is mostly because did they actually have the technology to make all these things work back then? Like, I don't think so. In the movie, they had clips of them hugging face to face, and it looked very, very real. Like, she actually was with her twin at that time. Now, how come her sister is automatically hurt? Now, it is a lot. Now, they were interacting with each other a lot, so I don't think they had the technology back then to make these things work. And if they were to release it knowing that this twin was dead, it would have been received in a negative light, and no one wanted to do that. So this adds to the idea that Lindsay Lohan did have a twin sister, and she had to hide all of that, which is why she's so crazy, and it could have led to her parents divorcing and her parents becoming so angry towards her parents. She has resentment towards her parents, and her parents are very, very talent driven. So it kind of makes sense, kind of adds up. Now, that was our celebrity theory, our first celebrity theory, and I'm gonna take another break, and when we come back, I have another theory, another celebrity theory, might I add. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu. Our next theory covers Beyonce, and I hope you enjoy it as much as I do.
Making a fool of me.
to Penguin Radio. I am DJ Young Z, and you're listening to It's Gonna Get Weird. Now, today's show had a lot of different things. We had the moon landing, we had a Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton theory, and we had Lindsay Lohan. Now, this next one is about Beyonce. I love Queen Bee. She's one of my favorite pop artists in the game right now. And this one, I heard from many people this one before. There isn't a lot on it. It's a short one. But everyone believes is that Beyonce is older than she says she is, and her age isn't true. So she was born in 1981, but what all the theorists are saying is that is wrong. She was born in 1974, and I don't know if she looks like she's in her early 30s. Like, she looks great, don't get me wrong. Like, oh my gosh, Beyonce. But she could pass for a little bit older than her early 30s. Now, the theory is that Solange is actually her child. Now, if you don't know Solange is her sister. And Solange has, like, one of the biggest times Solange was in the media was because she got in a fight with Jay-Z in an elevator or something. That was a pretty crazy time. And that, it did kind of look like a fight that a daughter would have with her father if something did get to that level of anger. Now, maybe it is true, Solange is her child, maybe it's not, maybe Solange is her sister and she was born 1981. But Gabrielle Union, she's the girl from Bring It On, the cheerleader movies, she came out in a talk show one time. She said she was talking about how her and Beyonce were best friends when they were teenagers. Now, why would Beyonce be friends with Gabrielle Union, Gabrielle Union's 42 years old right now, and Beyonce is in her early 30s. I don't know her exact age. I should know this, but I don't. But she's early 30s. I know that. And if they were best friends when they were teenagers, Beyonce would be about 13, and Gabrielle would have to be about 18. So I don't know if 13 and 18 year olds do become best friends, but that's what she's saying. And that's where everyone started questioning Beyonce's real age and if she made it up. Now, why would Beyonce make up her age? Like, it wouldn't make sense just to make herself a couple years younger. The theory goes that when she was very, very young, she got pregnant and she ended up keeping the baby, which was Solange. And her parents, being very, very religious, did not want anyone to know about this. They didn't want anyone to figure out that Solange was actually her baby. And they just kept it a secret. They kept the baby and didn't tell anyone. And they decided to make it up that Solange is her sister and not her child. Now, if Gabrielle Union is 42, I just found out from a source that Beyonce is 35. So she was born in 1981. Like I said. Now, if you look at Beyonce next to Gabrielle Union, the one that says they were best friends when they were teenagers, they do look they do look the same. They do look like they could be the same age. They're both very, very beautiful. But it does make sense if she does say that Beyonce could be 42. And Solange also could kind of look like Jay-Z. I don't know if that has anything to do with her getting pregnant as a child, because we still don't know. As a young girl, we don't really know. But it could have been Jay-Z that did it. So that's a small little theory on Beyonce's age and that it couldn't be real. But there's also a lot of Beyonce conspiracy theories. The main one is that she is the leader of the Illuminati. There's a lot of conspiracy theories on the Queen Bee herself, but that is another show. Now, my next show, I think we are going to do all celebrity theories because there is quite a few fun celebrity theories that can all coincide with each other. And that will be an exciting show. So come by next week on Wednesday from 4 to 5. Coming up next, we have DJ Amore. She talks about travel and stuff, and it's very exciting. And I hope you had a great time here on radio.dominican.edu. I am DJ Young Z, and this is Penguin Radio.